Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster. Welcome to the Buckmaster Show. It's Monday, January the 21st, 2013. It is Inauguration Day in the United States of America, and it is also the day that America honors Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Hope you are having a fantastic weekend. That is, of course, if you are off today and enjoying a three-day weekend. If your weekend ended yesterday, wow, what spring-like. Beautiful temperatures, mid-70s, perfect companion for, as I call it, restoration gardening after the big freeze of last week. Things looking pretty good at the Buckmaster Garden. We are live each weekday, noon to 1, on the home of the Buckmaster Show. It's AM 1030 KVOI, Tucson's intelligent voice. We're streaming the show at buckmastershow.com and kvoi.com. We're posting the show to buckmastershow.com, tucsoncitizen.com, tucsonsentinel.com, and we're prominently displayed on the home pages of the Green Valley News and Saharita Sun and homepage of Blog for Arizona. We'll get things moving down the track this Monday afternoon with our Monday political face-off featuring commentators John Munger and Vince Rabago, and replying to that Facebook friend who asked if John and Vince leave the booth after 30 minutes. Friends, and my response is, of course. They walk out of here smiling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they walk out of here smiling, and they're good friends. Then 30 minutes past the hour, we'll talk about the King Day legacy with Pastor Robert Ned. Pastor Ned heads up the Prince Chapel African Methodist Episcopal Church in Tucson, serving the faith-based community here for over 110 years. Then we'll close out the show with State Senator Linda Lopez of Tucson. She is a Democrat representing Tucson's 2nd District, and she is now the Assistant Minority Leader in the State Senate. If you have a question or comment, 790-2040 for the Buckmaster Show live line. John Munger is with us, Tucson attorney and former Republican candidate for Arizona governor in 2010. Vince Rabago, Tucson attorney, Democratic candidate for Arizona Attorney General in 2010. The Monday political face-off sponsored by our friends at Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, family-owned and run since 1985. Moe's specializes in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Vince and John, did you both have a good weekend?
Had a great weekend.
It's a great, great weekend and a great day to be celebrating the legacy of Dr. Martin Luther King.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
John, how's your garden look after the hard freeze?
Oh, we've lost some plants, but we're getting along.
Do you like my term restoration garden?
I think that's a good term. Yeah, we lost a few despite our efforts.
Vince Rabago and John Munger, we'll start with Vince. Is the nation better off today than 4 years ago when President Obama took the oath of office?
There's no question that we are better off 4 years ago today. If you recall back then, the economy was in a tailspin, great concerns that we were reentering another Great Depression. Markets were failing. The big banks were teetering on the edge of failing, as well as the entire U.S. auto industry. The economy, of course, we still have work to do. But if you look at what's happened since then, numbers are changing. There's now more people on health care. We've knocked a little bit off of the deficit, about $4 trillion projected, but we've got a lot of work to do on that budget front. And so things have happened on a political level as well. We ended the war, brought troops back. Now I believe there's only 200 troops left in Iraq compared to the 140,000 back then. We've saved the the auto industry. We passed a major signature healthcare law, the new Consumer Financial Services Bureau to protect consumers from those predatory mortgage lending practices. And we've seen administrative action from, you know, executive action from the president on immigration with respect to the Dreamers, those who came here through no fault or choice of their own, to give them a chance and a pathway, hopefully, towards citizenship.
So, Vince, it sounds like you're saying it's not just a better nation, it's a much better nation.
I think so, and that doesn't mean we don't have our work cut out for us. But to see, when you see, you know, the first Hispanic female justice of the Supreme Court involved in the inauguration, these are milestones in many ways. And there's no question, do we still have a deficit problem? Do we have to fix? Yes. Do we have to balance that budget? Yes. There is work to do. Immigration will be a major front, certainly. But I think we have done better, we're doing better, and we have seen the worst of it is behind us.
John Munger, I would assume you would disagree with some of the things Vince is saying.
Well, yeah, Vince talks in platitudes, but let me give you some numbers. Number one, people are poorer. The unemployment rate today is exactly the same as the unemployment rate the day that Barack Obama took office in 2011. The unemployment rate is, 2009, the unemployment rate is 7.8%. So we have no improvement on unemployment. In fact, we have 500,000 fewer people employed today, which if you counted them amongst the unemployed, these are people that have quit looking for jobs. We actually have 500,000 more unemployed than we had when he took office, so we're worse off on the employment. Food stamp recipients have increased during Barack Obama's four-year term by 50%. 50% increase in food stamp recipients. Average take-home pay is lower for the average family by $4,000 a month or a year. Gas costs are higher by $1.25 a gallon, so it's more expensive. Health costs, thanks to Obamacare, are rising 20 to 50% per year. That's more expensive, even though people have less money. Taxes are going up across the board. The entire public just recognized a huge tax increase, and the president is going to ask for more. Overregulation of banks has made borrowing extremely difficult. It's hard to get loans from banks because the FDIC won't let them make loans. Meanwhile, spending is out of control, and the U.S. is bankrupt by any standard. If the U.S. were a private company, we would have been adjudicated bankrupt couple of years ago. We have $17,000 in national debt plus another $82 trillion in accrued pension debt that we have over a long term that we have no means of paying. In other words, we're going to have a lot of people who never get paid their pensions.
Wow.
We have more national debt per person in the United States than Greece has. Taxes are going up across the board. Medicare is broke. Social Security is broke. And 83% of the public say that spending is out of control, while the president says that we don't have a spending problem. You ask who's out of touch? The president's saying we don't have a spending problem, but the public says 83% say we do. Foreign affairs, Al-Qaeda has metastasized and is growing.
Let's talk about it.
Let me just finish, Vince.
Okay.
Al-Qaeda has metastasized and is growing in Africa. It's more of a threat than ever. Our relations with Israel are at a low point. We have a probable war with Iran on the horizon in the next 6 months. The country is divided into tribes, black and white, women versus men, poor versus rich. This country is in big trouble.
Wow.
You know, that is just such a ideological description that
those
we are essentially
numbers,
on the brink. No, let's talk. There's a lot of numbers and there's a lot of political posturing in what you just said. Let's talk about some of those numbers. For example, let's talk about the Dow. It's up 5,500, just shy of the 14,000 mark. Economy, yeah, is it growing? Yes, it is. Slowly, but like look at the first quarter, 2009. It was down 6.1%. Third quarter 2009, even that point, which was the last time it was measured, 3.1% upward. Consumer confidence. Let's talk about doubling numbers. Doubling from 37.4 in January 2009 to 65%. Unemployment rate, and let me correct John. It's true. 4 years ago, it was exactly the same number, but it went worse. It went up to 10% unemployment. So we have gained backwards from that economic slide that was caused from those years of reckless tax cuts and accelerated spending, and we recovered back to the point where we were. So yes, do we have more people in poverty? Yes. Are more people using food stamps? We are not out of the woods, which I've already stated.
Yeah, we're not out of the woods. That's
so let's
true.
Talk about let's talk about these other things. Talking about, you know, we took out the one man responsible for the 9/11 attacks.
Whoopee.
And we have continued and accelerated the use of very controversial tactics, frankly, with drone attacks.
John's worried, and a lot of others are about Al Qaeda.
No question. And we have to continue.
Let me continue that work.
Al Qaeda's franchise in North Africa.
You don't beat Al Qaeda by taking out one guy. We have a bigger problem now than we had with Al Qaeda when he took office. We'd already defeated. Let me finish, Vince. We'd already defeated Al Qaeda.
That's false.
Now let me talk to you about your line about how we say.
Well, let me finish responding to your point.
No, you're trying to come and finish and take as much time as you just took.
You took much more than I did, actually.
John, you took a little more than Vince at the beginning.
Well, let me just add one further thought. Okay. He says that we've saved GM. I will tell you, GM still owes the American populace $25 billion. You give me $25 billion and sink it into my businesses, I will tell you, I'll look pretty good too. Where's my $25 billion?
12:15 on the Buckmaster Show. It's the Monday Political Face-Off Roast. Shall we take the break right here? I think this would be the time to do it. It is the Buckmaster Show. Stay with us.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cunada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's vscot.com.
If you love antiques like I do, I strongly suggest a visit to Adobe House Antiques, specializing in early 20th century European and American Western art. They also have a fantastic selection of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell. Adobe House Antiques, 325-9439. That's 325-9439. Vero Amore restaurants are known as the place for authentic wood-fired Neapolitan pizzas, plus delicious pastas, panini, salads, and more. Every flavorful dish is homemade using the finest and freshest local and imported ingredients available. Vero Amore has two locations open daily, Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events.
The RTA, delivering our promise to you, completing more than 500 projects since its inception in 2006. Projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and the Kolb Road extension at Tanque Verde. Please watch for workers and obey all traffic signs. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel in our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
There are a million people in metropolitan Tucson, and they have a million stories to tell. That's why there is TucsonCitizen.com, the voice of Tucson. Nearly 100 citizen journalists and bloggers, including the Buckmaster Show, report the news and provide perspective, opinion, and information about everything from local politics to the Arizona Wildcats. Visit TucsonCitizen.com today to read what you can't find in traditional media or to contact us to add your voice to the voice of Tucson, TucsonCitizen.com.
Why should you fly out of TIA? Easy. Do the math. First, airfares are extremely competitive, so you won't spend more on your tickets. Second, you'll save at least 4 hours of your precious time, not to mention a bunch of money on gas. Third, covered parking right by the terminal is only $9 a day. And fourth, TIA offers daily nonstop service to many of your favorite destinations. So, what does it all add up to? Easy. Fly TIA. It's the way to go.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is a very special place, offering a continuum of health care in a resort atmosphere. Splendido received two 2007 Best of 50 Plus Housing Awards from the National Association of Home Builders for overall best continuing care retirement community and interior design. Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
Karen, could you run to the supply closet for some trophy polish, please?
Do we have trophy polish?
Well, we better find out. See, I just called Cox Business to give our company faster internet and great phone service.
Oh, good.
They've got a J.D. Power and Associates Award, Karen, and they're going to be here any minute.
So you think they bring the award with them wherever they go?
Put it this way. If you were ranked highest in customer satisfaction, wouldn't you?
Maybe.
I just want to be prepared, Karen. I just want to be prepared.
Shine up your business with Cox Business. Ranked highest in customer satisfaction among data service providers for small and mid-sized businesses. Power your office in Phoenix with Cox Business and take advantage of our special offer. Bundle Cox Business internet and phone for only $95 per month. Switch to Cox Business today. It just makes sense. Visit coxbusiness.com for offer details. Offer valid until April 1st, 2013. Prices exclude taxes and other fees and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Other restrictions apply. For J.D. Power and Associates award information, go to jdpower.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show at 12:20 on this Monday afternoon, Inauguration Day and King Day in America. The Monday Political Face-Off, sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing. Family-owned and run since 1985, Moe's specializing in custom frame mirrors, art for your walls, picture framing, and hanging services and hanging systems. Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. John Munger is here, and Vince Rabago, and John and Vince have painted dramatically different pictures of America in response to my question, are we better off today than we were 4 years ago when President Obama was sworn into office for his first term? Can we put aside and get together, Republicans and Democrats, now on this debt ceiling? John, can we?
Well, I think we can if the president will finally talk about spending cuts, but he won't do it. We've gotten past the tax issue. Taxes have been raised now. The Republicans gave on that. And incidentally, I'm glad to see that these awful Bush tax cuts that the Democrats have been haranguing about for years were finally made permanent by the votes of the Democrats in early January. So the Democrats actually voted for and supported all of the tax cuts except 0.7% of the tax cuts. So they apparently liked the Bush tax cuts very much. But they raised taxes on everybody else, raised the payroll tax. They're raising Obamacare taxes. There's 19 new taxes in that. The president's had his tax increases. Now we have to talk about spending cuts. And the president has never put spending cuts on the table to solve these problems. His last budget he submitted to Congress, which failed by no votes by either Democrats or Republicans, showed an additional $10 trillion in spending and deficits over the next 10 years. So the question is, will the president finally focus on spending cuts?
Vince Rabago.
You know, there's that old saying that, you know, there's lies and damn lies, and then there's statistics. And depending on how you use them, you can really paint a very inaccurate picture. So, for example, on these tax cuts, number one, the issue of revenues is not dead. We've discussed that in the past.
In your dreams,
John keeps
it's not
beating
dead.
That keeps beating this dead horse because there was some give on the tax cuts, and in reality it was up to 400,000. So the Democrats actually cooperated with the Republicans. They didn't agree to re-extend the Bush tax cuts lock, stock, and barrel. So that's absolutely incorrect. Number two, going back to this question of spending and what John said previously about that the president said that we don't have a spending problem, again, taken out of context. If you look at all the four major indicators, if you look at federal spending, you look at it as a function of the GDP, if you look at deficit reduction, out of all those indicators, and you can look at this, look at Ezra Klein in the Washington Post, you can look at all the economists, the biggest increase that keeps going up is the healthcare costs. So what President Obama said is we don't have a spending problem. We have a healthcare problem. And that is where we need to rein in those costs. So when John and other Republicans say and start trying to claim that there's this implosion and explosion of taxes with Obamacare, the reality is we haven't seen the full impact of it. It's barely being implemented. And so when we start seeing those cost savings from that, the public, which is already moving forward with this and accepting it, and we saw Jan Brewer embrace the expansion of Medicaid in here, and I got to give her kudos for that. So we're going to see significant cost savings. Absolutely. And what I would also say on that score with respect to giving kudos, because John was blasting saving the auto industry, we have to remember that it was actually George Bush that started this. And I give George Bush credit for beginning the bailout of the auto industry, and that saved I'm giving him credit. Good. Here's the thing. I can't even give credit to a prior Republican without John reacting in his sort of rote standard response.
You guys need to get over it. Obama owns this economy.
So let's talk about finally the last two things that are very critical. So give healthcare a chance. The last thing is this, and that is with the banks. That saying that the banks are being overregulated again, that's just so crazy. The American people, Republican, Independent, Libertarian, Democrat, agree that we cannot have, again, the sort of failures that happen at Wall Street. And frankly, there needs to be more prosecutions of the Wall Street players that helped lead our economy to its ruin. Mm-hmm. And finally, on the score of women's rights and women's fair pay, again, failure to even address or acknowledge things like the Lilly Ledbetter Fair Pay Act, trying to advance women in our country. On the move. Okay. We've got to be progressive. We've got to look for a better future rather than look doom and gloom the way Republicans are pushing.
What the public needs to know is I am a banker. I'm a founder of a bank.
Financial
I know a lot more about banking than you do, and I can tell you that
You are in the banking.
I'm in the banking business, amongst other things.
Of course he wants no regulations then.
And,
it's all
and what
financial
I can
interest.
Tell you is that the federal government, with this new banking act, has purported to come down on Wall Street banks, which I have no problem with. But in the course of that, they have come down on community banks.
The hometown people.
The hometown banks. And it has made hometown banking almost impossible. And so what Vince is talking about is Wall Street. Main Street is dying. Wall Street's doing fine because of all the crony capitalism out there. When you pass new regulations, the big companies and the big banks can handle all those regulations just fine. Hometown bank can't. Your hometown companies can't. And all of this regulation that the Wall Street people and the crony capitalists back east are favor is killing Main Street because Main Street can't handle it. And that's what the Obama administration doesn't get. They talk to all of these Wall Street types, and they all say, oh, this is all great. Well, it's killing Main Street, and that's what the Obama administration doesn't get. Now, you know, if you look at the numbers are people are poorer. They're making $4,000 less per year than they're paying more
than
they did 4 years ago. The unemployment rate has not improved. We even have 500,000 fewer jobs and fewer people employed than we had 4 years ago. So we have a smaller economy that way. Government spending has gone up from an average of 18% to 20% of our national GDP, gross domestic product. Now it's around 25% to 27% of our gross GDP. What's happening is the money is being absorbed by the government and taken out of the hands of private industry to create jobs.
On the Buckmaster Show live line, former Tucson mayoral candidate and Tucson businessman Rick Grinnell. Go ahead, Rick.
Yeah, I just want to comment one thing on this banking issue. My credit has always been good. I mean, very good. And yet, despite my consistent maintenance of a quality credit rating, the regulations have basically caused all of my major creditors to cut back my line of credit, which reduces my ability to hire more or spend more and invest more in the business environment in which I exist. And I think the banking industry has penalized the small businessman because even the local community banks say, Rick, you're gold, but we can't lend you any money because for this expansion. And I think that's important for people to understand.
Thank you, Rick.
You know, I'd just like to respond to both that as well as what John just said. And the reality is that it's not just about credit and whether or not you have a good credit score. We all know that the underwriting standards had to be tightened because money was being lent irresponsibly. And so not it's not just the credit question and whether you have a good credit score. It's whether or not you have the income and the long-term sustainability in a viable business that's also going to be considered in any business underwriting plan if they're loaning money on a business that's going forward with capital expansion. Now, let me address what John just said, which is just false.
Just don't know what
let me address
about.
What John just said. I do know what I'm talking about.
No,
I worked on issues, regulatory issues regarding banks. I've sued banks. I've sued banks on behalf of small businessmen. I've sued banks on behalf of individuals. The reality is Wall Street is not happy with these regulations. So John is, again, misrepresenting the state of the picture.
I don't like Wall Street.
He just said Wall Street is fine with these regulations. Untrue.
Gotta go.
It's a shuck and jive moving, again, by the GOP.
It's too much crony capitalism. Wall Street and the government, we need to end it. Main Street's getting killed.
John Munger and Vince Rabago, the Monday Political Face-Off. Thank you, gentlemen, very much. Sponsored by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing at Fort Lowell and Dodge and at moesgallery.com. Stop by, say hello to Moe and his family. They have all of your framing needs at Moe's Gallery. With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Obama is beginning his second term with a call for Washington to find common ground over the next 4 years, and he says the public has an obligation to shape the debates of our time by speaking out. Hundreds of thousands of spectators have encountered blocked-off streets, delays at some security checkpoints, and a packed National Mall, but authorities report no big problems surrounding today's swearing-in ceremonies on Capitol Hill. Some guests are getting special attention at today's inaugural ceremonies, America's first black military pilots, the Tuskegee Airmen. Many of them were on hand for today's ceremony. The Russian government says it's sending two planes to Lebanon to evacuate Russians from Syria as the Syrian civil war continues to rage. More details at srnnews.com.
The nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Organization, Tucson Wildlife Center, is in the midst of a capital campaign to build Arizona's first state-of-the-art hospital for wildlife. The facility will help staff and volunteers care for nearly 1,000 raptors and mammals it receives each year at its Far East Side facility. To donate online, go to TucsonWildlife.com. For more information about wildlife rescue, visit the website or call 290-WILD.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Rug Gallery is celebrating its 25th anniversary jubilee celebration with a colossal tent sale, offering up to 75% off at La Encantada Shopping Center at Campbell and Skyline in Tucson. With over 2,000 hand-woven imported rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. With an international reputation, the Rug Gallery has graced the cover of Christie's magazine and is featured in many other high-end publications. Stop by and check out the Rug Gallery with Arizona's largest in-stock inventory of fine, high-quality, hand-woven, imported rugs during the colossal tent sale with up to 75% off at Tucson's La Encantada Shopping Center in the foothills of the Catalinas. Or visit the Rug Gallery online at ruggalleryaz.com/sale or call 571-RUGS.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soup, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Inside Pyramid Federal Credit Union, customer service is what we do. Outside, community service is who we are. Inside, we help generations achieve their financial goals. Outside, we help those in need. We reach out to our members. We reach out to our community. Because Pyramid Federal Credit Union is passionate about one thing: people. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Biosphere 1 is the world we live in. Biosphere 2 is an amazing reflection of Biosphere 1, a UA Science Innovation Center transforming, not conforming. Making ideas happen, like the massive new mountain slopes of the LEO project, which is reinventing Biosphere 2 into a remarkable enterprise for 21st century discovery and imagination. The impossible is possible. Biosphere 2 embraces the complexity about the future of the planet, developing and testing sustainability strategies essential for a better life. Become part of this center that is becoming the incredible new UA Biosphere 2. See why Time Life Books named it one of the 50 must-see wonders of the world. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2, an inspiring adventure for visitors with guided behind-the-scene tours. Open daily, north of Tucson, America's Science City.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show on this King Day at 12:35 on KVOI. And we want to tell you about one of our fine sponsors, Silver City, Grant County, New Mexico. They have a really fun event coming up on February 9th. If you like chocolate, you will want to wind up in historic Silver City. They're having what they call Chocolate Fantasia. 25 different chocolate vendors will be in downtown Silver City, and you'll be able to sample all of that. That's February 9th, so it certainly would be worth the 3.5-hour drive east of Tucson to Silver City. Lots of great places to stay, including Agave Ridge Retreat, Axel Canyon Reserve, and Bear Creek Cabins. Find out more at southwestnewmexico.org. Joining us now on the Buckmaster Show, State Senator Linda Lopez. Senator Lopez, good to see you.
It's good to be here, Bill. Thank you for having me.
We were just visiting. You've been in the legislature 13 years, a little bit before the boycott of Arizona over the King Day, and so much has changed, hasn't it?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We have an MLK Day that we're observing it at the legislature is quite interesting. When I first got to the legislature, we did not have Martin Luther King Day off. And just within the past few years, at the urging of the legislature's only African-American legislator, Senator Leah Landrum Taylor, we now celebrate Martin Luther King Day at the legislature.
I think it really boiled down to economics for Governor Babbitt to finally declare that we were going to have King Day, and for lawmakers to get on board.
Well, you know, it was Governor Babbitt who actually put in place the executive order. And unfortunately, that executive order was overturned by Governor Meekum. And it was after that, when there were so many boycotts of the state of Arizona, that the legislature decided finally to be wise enough to put in place a celebration of Martin Luther King Day, to recognize it as an official holiday here in Arizona. But it was economics that drove that, yes.
State Senator Linda Lopez is with us. If you would like to join in the conversation, 790-2040, 790-2040.
And before we go over all the budget items, one thing that doesn't seem to be as prominent in this legislative session are immigration issues.
At this point, not.
I mean, in your 13 years, have you ever seen less emphasis on immigration?
Well, it's early. It's early. And I do think that, I think there are some colleagues of mine who would still like to push for more anti-immigrant legislation. But quite frankly, they're outnumbered in a much greater degree than we've seen in the past. And you know, as we were talking earlier, it was economics that that drove the legislature to not pass through five anti-immigrant bills a couple of years ago. It was because of 60 CEOs of large corporations here in the state of Arizona
who stood
against those five pieces of legislation that gave some of my colleagues on the other side of the aisle the ability to stand up against that.
790-2040, coming up now on 12:39 on the Buckmaster Show. I'm going to ask you, Linda, Senator, to put on that headset there so we'll be able to go to the Buckmaster Show live line and hear from another Linda. Go ahead, Linda. You're with Linda Lopez.
Yes, good afternoon. Thank you very much for taking my call and hope that your new year is going well.
Thank you very much, Linda.
My question is, Senator Lopez, and I've been meaning for the longest to try to contact your office. Where are we on end-of-life choices, the endeavors that were embarked on some years ago?
Well, thank you very much for asking that question. For the last couple of years, I have not introduced any legislation around that because I knew that it truly was a futile issue. The Center for Arizona Policy has held so much sway over the legislature that it would really be panned and wouldn't have any opportunity for a meaningful discussion. This year, I am introducing legislation. I haven't put it into the hopper, so to speak, yet, but this year I'm introducing an end-of-life right-to-know bill, which would actually require medical providers to give terminally ill patients all of the information that they need about making decisions about their end-of-life care. I won't be introducing the Oregon, Washington kind of end-of-life legislation this year, but I do believe that there's a possibility that we could get the right-to-know legislation passed. After all, when you go to see a doctor and you have been diagnosed with a terminal illness, physicians should automatically be willing to give you all of your options, not just the ones that they think are correct. I'm hoping that my colleagues in the legislature will understand that that's the right thing to do.
End of life right to know, has that been something that's been tried and successful in other states that you know of?
Yes. As a matter of fact, California has passed it, and I know that New York State has as well. I believe there may be some other ones as well, but those are the two major ones where they've passed that kind of legislation.
And how would it work? Specifically,
what it would do is it would require medical providers, when they've given you a diagnosis of a terminal illness, to give you all of the options. Oftentimes, what physicians or other medical providers will do, will say to you, say you have a diagnosis of some sort of cancer. They'll say to you, well, you know, let's start a, you know, chemotherapy, radiation treatment, without telling you that maybe those are not the optimum treatments for you, that maybe you'll have a better quality of life if you don't engage in those treatments, depending on the cancer. And that would be across the board for anyone diagnosed with a terminal illness, that physicians, other medical providers would have to tell you these are all of your options, everything that's available, so you can make a good informed decision.
And Linda pointed out, the Linda, the caller that you had introduced, was it 4 years ago, the end of life legislation?
Yes, I did. I actually, several years in a row, I introduced the end-of-life legislation modeled after Oregon and Washington State.
But that really didn't get...
No, it didn't. The first year that I introduced it, which I believe was probably 2003, actually did get a hearing, a health committee hearing. We didn't have a vote on it. It was a very contentious hearing, by the way. After that, every time that I introduced it, I wasn't able to get a hearing. I'm hopeful that this year, perhaps we can, at least on the end-of-life right to know, we can get a hearing on that.
Very interesting stuff. State Senator Linda Lopez is with us. She is the Senate Assistant Minority Leader. Did I get that? That's close enough.
That's
right?
Exactly right.
Okay. 790-2040. What's your opinion of the governor's State of the State address? And were you surprised, like everyone else, about expanding the access?
Well, I really believe that all along the governor would do it, that she would expand the access program, the Medicaid expansion, as we call it. But we didn't really have much of a clue about whether or not she was going to do it. But I knew that there had been a lot of folks meeting with her from the healthcare community, from chambers of commerce, you know, from across the state. People had really been talking with her about the importance of it, and again, about the economic impact of not doing the Medicaid expansion. So when she actually said in her speech that she was doing that, I was elated, quite frankly. To me, that's one of the most important things that we can do this session, is to get that Medicaid expansion passed.
And the governor's plan would impose a tax on hospitals to raise $220 million a year?
It's actually called a fee, because were a tax, it would have to go have a two-thirds majority in the legislature. But my understanding of the way this would work is the legislature would vote to give access the ability to impose the bed tax on the hospitals. And that money then would be used to draw down the dollars, billions of dollars, from the federal government.
State Senator Linda Lopez with us. We're going to take a break here on this Monday edition, this King Day edition, and inaugural day edition, Inauguration Day in America. Let's hear now from the fine lineup of people who support the Buckmaster Show. And we ask simply, please support them. They believe in what we're doing, and we're thankful for that. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona. You know the benefits of soft water, right? Softer laundry, softer skin, hair, and spot-free glasses. And once you have soft water, you can't live without it. But did you know a Culligan high-efficiency water softener saves up to 46% on water, salt, and energy compared to a time clock water softener? Now that's efficient. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener really is the world's most efficient water softener. So put it to work in your home and start saving today. It virtually ends hard water spotting throughout your entire home, from your glasses to the shower doors. In fact, it makes all your high-efficiency appliances work better and last longer too, like your dishwasher and washing machine, even your water heater. A Culligan high-efficiency water softener delivers real soft water and real savings. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700. 792-9700. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
Finding the perfect Tucson rental home is now easy thanks to Tucson Rental Homes, which offer high-quality 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom luxury rental homes with private gated yards in a classic Santa Fe-style architecture. Designed, built, and managed by Tucson Rental Homes, prices start at just $750 a month. Check out our many homes now available at TucsonRentalHomes.com.
Think credit unions don't have the locations or ATM networks that the big banks do? Think again. Pyramid Federal Credit Union offers fee-free ATM access at 120 ATMs in Southern Arizona and 60,000 ATMs throughout the country, plus free shared branch access at credit unions nationwide. And the convenience continues online with free bill pay and 24/7 online banking. So no matter where you are, you're just around the corner from Pyramid Federal Credit Union. What are you waiting for? Open your account today. Pyramid Federal Credit Union. Improve your financial life.
Since 2006, the RTA has been delivering our promise to you, finishing more than 500 projects. Current projects underway include the modern streetcar in downtown Tucson and La Cañada Drive from River to Ina. Please use caution and obey all traffic signs. The RTA has ongoing support of expanded SunTran, SunVan service, and Sun Shuttle neighborhood service. Your tax dollars create jobs and make travel around our region faster and safer. The RTA, delivering our promise to you.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley is one of Southern Arizona's crown jewels. You will find that the services and amenities offered at Splendido rival those of a fine resort. But what sets Splendido apart is a continuum of health care that allows for a full life today, knowing tomorrow is secure. As a true continuing care retirement community, Splendido offers priority access to on-site assisted living, skilled nursing, and memory support care if ever needed. Find out more at SplendidoTucson.com.
For more than 40 years, Pima Community College has helped our neighbors realize their dreams, prepare for meaningful employment, improve their quality of life, and build a better community. We haven't done it alone. Your continuing investment in education has made it possible for us to prepare hundreds of thousands of Southern Arizonans for jobs. Today's PCC students will be tomorrow's firefighters, nurses, police officers, teachers, and small business owners, the backbone of a smart, thriving Tucson and Pima County. Our region has not been immune to the unprecedented economic challenges of the past few years. During this time, PCC has prided itself on offering crucial programs and services at an extremely affordable price. We remain one of Arizona's best education bargains. With your ongoing support, we look forward to embarking on new directions and building new community connections that ensure the people of Pima County will prosper today and in the future. For more information, contact us at 206-4500 or visit us at pima.edu. Pima Community College, developing our community through learning.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show. 10 minutes now before 1 o'clock on this Monday afternoon. This portion of the Buckmaster Show comes in part from Splendido at Rancho Vistoso in Oro Valley. Splendido is a true continuing care retirement community for adults 55 and better. You can find out more on their fine website, SplendidoTucson.com. State Senator Linda Lopez is with us. We're talking about the newly convened 2013 legislative session. Senator Lopez is the assistant minority leader in the state Senate. And Senator Lopez, I think the numbers look a little better for Democrats in the Senate than they have in recent years. And this would, I hope, lead to more nonpartisanship up there.
Well, Bill, you're exactly right. We now have 13 members. For the last 2 years, there have only been 9 Democrats out of a total of 30 senators. So with 13, that certainly gives us more leverage. If we want to, you know, kill a bill, it only takes 2 Republicans to vote with us. If we want to pass something, 3 Republicans. Finding those numbers is a heck of a lot easier than what we went through in the past for the past 2 years.
And Democrats really didn't have much say over the last few years. And Senate President Biggs, how will he react to maybe giving you and your Democratic colleagues a little more say?
Well, I would hope that he would understand that bringing Democrats to the table and having a full discussion with us about what our priorities are would be really important to him. We'll have to see. As you said, it's early in the session. We've just finished our first week. And this coming week, we'll start getting into the rhythm, to the swing of the legislature and the session. We'll have to see whether or not President Biggs will be willing to bring us to the table. And it will, I think, truly depend on the members of his caucus pushing him to do that.
The governor, in her state of the state and in the budget, she talked about increasing the money for school resource officers. Her plan calls for $3.6 million in state funding to match federal dollars to hire an additional 100 officers. So with that match, that would boost the total number of officers to 300. What do you think of that?
Well, I think that, you know, bringing the school resource officers into play is an important piece of it. I don't think that we should be lulled into believing that school resource officers are going to defend schools against the kinds of things that have happened in the recent past, in Newtown, for instance. But school resource officers actually serve a much bigger purpose than that. You know, they really work with the school leadership in terms of helping with student discipline, helping students to understand that law enforcement is there to support them, to view them as an asset rather than a liability to the students. So I'm glad that she's doing that, but I don't think that anyone should be lulled into any kind of complacency. Again, you know, 300 SROs is not nearly enough to cover all of the schools in the state. We have, I believe, 220-some districts in the state, and each district, of course, has numerous schools. So that's, you know, but I do think that SROs do serve a very valuable purpose.
Your first piece of legislation that's highly publicized, highly controversial, would be buying a high-capacity ammunition magazine, saying it should be a crime in Arizona. You have unveiled that measure and, as I say, highly controversial.
Oh, yes, it is. You know, when I first had the first press conference, which has been about 2 weeks ago now, unveiling that piece of legislation and two other bills that would accompany that, I got some kind of negative email from folks who said I was infringing on their Second Amendment rights. But quite frankly, the number of folks who are supporting these bills is greatly outweighing those who are opposing. I think that we are at a point in time, not just in the Arizona, but in the country as well, where people are saying it's time for common sense gun control legislation.
And what do you say, though, that this is an infringement upon the Second Amendment, right to bear arms?
Well, none of my pieces of legislation, or what the president has proposed for that matter, take away an individual's right to own a gun. That does not happen. What we are saying, what I say, and what the president is saying as well, is that, you know, high capacity magazines should not be allowed on the streets. That anyone who wants to have a gun, who wants to purchase a gun, should have to undergo a background check, whether they buy it from a gun dealer, whether they buy it at a gun show or through a private transaction, that all of those guns should go through registration and that the buyers go through a background check. So I don't think that that's taking away folks' right to bear arms. It's just saying there needs to be limits on them. It's, you know, I've seen it compared to the First Amendment, you know, freedom of speech. Yes, we do have freedom of speech, but you don't have the right to yell fire in a crowded theater.
Linda Lopez is with us, 790-2040, 790-2040. If you have a comment or question for the senator, you can give us a call right now. The other piece of the budget that a lot of folks talking about, perhaps an infusion of education money.
Yes, the governor has in her budget called for, of course, enrollment growth and dollars to implement the Common Core standards. You know, I'm not sure that there's adequate funding there, but it certainly will help local school districts in terms of moving forward on Common Core. Our hope, my hope, and the hope of others is that Common Core will help all of our students to be better prepared once they graduate from high school.
Will that do part of the Common Core standards would eventually do away with the AIMS test, correct?
Eventually, yes. But it would be replaced with what's called the PARC. And if I try to remember what it stands for.
The acronym for PARC.
I cannot remember what it stands for. But it is actually an assessment that will take the place of AIMS, but there will be an overlap. One of the things about the PARC exam is that students will be required to take the PARC exam online. So part of the monies that the governor has put in place would be for technology upgrades to make sure that, you know, there's one computer for every five students, that schools have the bandwidth necessary to be able to do that.
Are we going to have a problem with this budget with the sunsetting of the sales tax in May, I believe, on education?
You know, I think that we're all anticipating that that's going to create some problems for local school districts. You know, you couple that with the fact that the vast majority of the overrides that districts put out in this last election failed as well. So you put those two together, and I do see a real budget crunch coming for school districts.
But there'll be a rainy day fund of some kind, do you think? Or?
Well, there is a rainy day fund, but like I said, I have not memorized this budget yet, but I don't believe the governor is using any of that rainy day fund to cover any of these kinds of extraordinary expenses. One thing that I do think is really important that she has done is money for child protective services. That's something that I've been very focused on even since last session. We should have put money into Child Protective Services then, but the director of DES and Child Protective Services said that they didn't need it. But, you know, we do. We absolutely need it. And so she's calling for emergency funding for 50 new caseworkers for CPS right now, and then at the beginning of the next fiscal year, another 150 caseworkers.
So it's about $63 million more for CPS and related services for children.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Linda Lopez, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Good luck as you return to Phoenix tomorrow and to the Capitol for the session that is just now pretty much getting underway. Thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.
Senator Lopez with us on the Buckmaster Show, bottled water on the Buckmaster Show. We provide all of our guests with Culligan Water, offering the best drinking water and the largest variety of water treatment products and services available to your home or business. We like Culligan Water. It just simply tastes better. Coming up this afternoon from 3 to 5, the 2013 Golden Mike Award winner, John C. Scott. John's show, 2 hours this afternoon. And then tomorrow morning, 6 to 8, it's Wake Up Tucson with Chris and Joe. I'm Bill Buckmaster, and I'm wishing you a very great afternoon. And we will be with you again tomorrow at 12:04 on AM 1030, KVOI, The Voice.
This is Michael Medved. Stay tuned for more Intelligent Talk on AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson, The Voice.